Tonight, basketball drama on and off the court. The NBA's conference finals are underway. The Miami Heat and the San Antonio Spurs are each just one win away from a rematch of last year's championship series. Off court, the ownership dispute over the Los Angeles Clippers appears to have been settled, at least between the NBA and Shelly Sterling. They announced an agreement tonight that would allow former Microsoft CEO Steve Ballmer to buy the team for a whopping $2 billion, pending league approval. For details, we're joined now by NPR's Tom Goldman. And Tom, what more can you tell us about this latest development with the Clippers?
Melissa, within the past couple of hours, the NBA released a statement announcing the settlement you're talking about between the league, Shelly Sterling, who of course is the wife of embattled Clippers owner Donald Sterling, and the Sterling Family Trust, which owns the team. Now, under the agreement, and I'm reading from the NBA statement here, the Clippers will be sold to Steve Ballmer, pending approval by the NBA Board of Governors, and the NBA will withdraw its pending charge to terminate the Sterling's ownership of the team. Now, what this means, the hearing that had been scheduled for next Tuesday, where NBA owners were expected to vote out Donald and Shelly Sterling, force the sale of the team, that hearing has been canceled. Now, also, a pertinent point in relation to another of today's wacky developments, Mrs. Sterling and the trust agreed not to sue the NBA and to indemnify the NBA against lawsuits from others, including Donald Sterling. That's essentially a promise that the trust has to pay damages if the NBA loses a lawsuit to Donald Sterling.
Okay, well, let's get to that wacky development that you're talking about, because close on the heels of this agreement came a lawsuit from Donald Sterling. He's suing the NBA and its commissioner, Adam Silver. What can you tell us about the suit?
Yes, filing a suit in U.S. District Court in L.A., seeking $1 billion in damages and trying to stop the NBA's push to force the sale of the team. Now, his lawyers, Donald Sterling's lawyer, Max Bleacher, confirmed all of this before the NBA statement on the settlement that we just talked about. And note that the agreement to indemnify the NBA against a Donald Sterling lawsuit could mean that if the lawsuit goes ahead, and it is going ahead, and the NBA loses, Sterling, as part of the Sterling Family Trust, would have to pay the NBA instead of the other way around. Very cagey lawyers at work here.
So we're left, though, Tom, with the NBA poised to approve this $2 billion, it's an astonishing number, $2 billion winning bid from Steve Ballmer.
It is the highest ever by far for an NBA team. The recent sale of the Milwaukee Bucks for $550 million was the biggest up until this potential one, and that is obviously dwarfed by this $2 billion figure. It should go through approval fairly quickly. Ballmer is a known quantity. He's been vetted by the NBA after he tried unsuccessfully to buy the Sacramento Kings about a year ago.
Now, Tom, there's still plenty of basketball is being played in the middle of all this. The Miami Heat could clinch a championship spot tonight against the Indiana Pacers. The Spurs play the Thunder tomorrow. Are you in the prediction game tonight?
You know what? For once, Melissa, I'm going to feel confident about a prediction. They are always chancy, but here's one I say you can bet on. Tonight in Miami, with the Heat needing a win to get to their fourth straight NBA Finals, and they would be only the third team to do that, and with the images of a rotten Game 5 in his head, compounded by the guy guarding him, Indiana's Lance Stephenson, blowing in his ear to annoy him, the prediction, not sweet nothings either, the prediction is that LeBron James will turn into Godzilla tonight and lay waste to the basketball court and everyone in a Pacers uniform on it. It should be a Heat win.
Out for vengeance. Okay, Tom, thanks so much.
You're welcome.
That's NPR sports correspondent Tom Goldman.